Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Arla Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah Sabin learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Bas Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama Shad Avon Uliyah and Beschos Rachel Bas Bar Gittol and Daniel Eliezer and Spy Rachel they should be benched with Zeru Shakayama Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Zayin continues talking about what we had mentioned Mishnah Vav Lahakel Ulahachmir Min B'She'ein Minoi Ketzad. What's the case that we said sometimes we're going to be Makel and sometimes we're going to be Machmir when we have one min falling into something which is not the same min? Kigayin, for example, grisin, which is beans, shenis bashlu imadashim, that were cooked with lentils. These beans are truma, and they were cooked with chulin lentils. V'yesh behem b'nai seintam. These truma beans do impart their flavor into the chulin adashim. So over here we're machmir. Bein sheyesh behem lalas b'achrumeya, ubein she'ein behem lalas b'achrumeya. It doesn't make a difference if we have the proper ratio 1 to 100. Usser, this entire mixture is usser, which means the entire mixture is meduma and has to only be eaten by a kain. However, here's the case where we're going to be makel. Ein behem b'nai sein tam, if these truma grisim don't impart their flavor into the chulin adashim, so bein sheyesh behem lalas b'achrumeya, ubein she'ein behem lalas b'achrumeya, even if we don't have the 1 to 100 ratio, mutter, everything here is mutter. And moving on to Mishnah Ches with another case. Sa'ar shel chulin shenafal l'soich isa. We have sourdough, which is chulin, it's 100% permitted, and it falls into a dough. V'yesh by kedei l'chametz. And this sourdough, which is chulin, is strong enough to be able to be machametz this chulin dough. It can help it rise, it can help it ferment. So right now we don't have any problems yet. But then, v'achar kach nafal sa'ar shel truma. Afterwards, some sa'ar of truma fell in. Oy sa'ar shel kilei akerem, or sa'ar of kilei akerem fell in. So that means that some problematic sa'ar fell in. V'yesh by kedei l'chametz, and that new sourdough, the problematic one which had fallen in, has enough to be mechametz this dough as well. So in this case, usser, the entire dough is usser. Now even though the first sourdough which had fallen in, which was sufficient enough to help this dough rise, and we didn't need the second sourdough at all. Now even though the first sourdough which had fallen in was sufficient enough to help the dough rise, and we didn't need the second sourdough, we still say that that second sourdough assers this entire dough, and that's because it helps rise quicker. So this truma sourdough, or this usser kilei akerem sourdough, did impact this dough, and therefore the entire dough is going to be usser. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tes and Yud. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.